Judge Thomas in Hinds County Chancery Court ruled in our favor. We have been in a trial with former Mayor Greg Davis from South Haven for over a year, where he sued us to stop us from garnishing and gathering the $73,000 additional dollars that he owes back to the taxpayers. And he also was claiming that we had to return the $90,000 he'd already paid back. And so we have been in trial, and the judge ordered just this morning, this is breaking news, that former Mayor Greg Davis, former mayor of South Haven, Mississippi, owes all the money that we have demanded, that our position was correct. He not only owes the principal, but he owes the interest on that money and our investigative cost. And our staff is already preparing to take action, start that collection process to make sure we make the taxpayers of South Haven whole. You know, this story was all over the national news, even the Tonight Show and elsewhere on this story and breaking. But at the end of the day, the facts were what they were. This money was misappropriated, and it was owed back to the taxpayers of South Haven. And this was the first time in my two terms in office one of our civil demands has been challenged. So I'm very proud that our staff has stood up, our attorneys, our investigators, our accountants, and we were right at the end of the day, and the judge ruled in our favor. First of all, is when you see an employee or even elected official who gets a sense of entitlement to resources, money that belong to the taxpayers, and they start using it for their personal gain. But the other side of that, and what we see, is where people get themselves in financial trouble, whether through addictions, gambling, bad management, pick it and choose it, trying to maintain a lifestyle that's not their own, right, and they start looking for an easy way to get out of the trouble they've gotten themselves into.